Romance caught part of the exchange. He was not pleased. They were discussing him, and Silent's remarks were not complimentary. Bowman's cursed and spat. That bastard had it in for him for no damned reason. The mantas decimated the carrion birds, used the updraft from the fires to soar high, then returned to the wind whale carrying a feast for their young. They settled down to nap. But there was no real relaxation for anyone. The wind whale had dropped till it was only half a mile high. It passed the city, scudding along at 20 miles an hour. Soon the monster had to climb back into less vigorous air so as not to catch up before the nightfall. The scar-faced stone returned when Bowman's was not looking. When he did notice it, he said, "I feel it now, Rock. It reeks of corruption. And I still have no idea what I could do to hurt it. Worry not. There is a new decree from the god. You are not to reveal yourself except in extreme circumstance. Our attack will be exploratory, experimental, and admonitory only." What the hell? Why? Go for the kill, I say. Hit him with everything the one time he don't know we're coming. We'll never get a better shot. The god has spoken. Bowman's argued. The god won. The wind whale began shedding altitude at dusk. Soon after nightfall, Bowman spied the campfires of an army ahead. A pair of mantas took to the air to scout. They returned, reported whatever they reported. The wind whale slanted down toward the encampment, cutting a course that would rip through its heart. Mantas poured off the wind whale's back, scrambled around and over one another in a search for updrafts. Bowman's felt the old terror moving closer. It was restless but did not seem alert. The ground came up and up. Bowman's clung to his seat and awaited certain impact, now unconcerned by the insult implicit in the fact that a dozen men here had moved into position around him, and Darling and her thugs were spread out, ready for trouble. The wind whale leveled out. Campfire slid out of sight beneath it. The screaming down there was almost inaudible because of the creak and rumble and intervening bulk of the giant of the sky. Bowman's felt the shock of the old evil, caught completely unprepared. It went into a pure black rage. Just as it began to respond, Manta swooped in from every direction. They cut the heart out of the night with the glare of the lightnings they discharged from the store in their flesh. Bolts stabbed around by the hundred, keeping the old horror so busy guarding himself he had no chance to counterattack. The wind whale dumped tons of ballast and began a slow ascent, struggling to gain altitude against the weight of plunder. Bowman's could not see the monster's underside and was glad. Its tentacles would be grasping men and animals and anything else it considered edible. It was an intelligent